The brushy-tailed ringtail opossum has the heartbreaking distinction of being the first mammal species to become extinct because of global warming, climate change, erratic weather patterns, the increase of the Earth's temperature, its high fever. Is our hunger for fossil fuels, for having more, our binge on the planet insatiable?
Darren McCosco. I cut logs for a living. I just think 50 years ago, 60 years ago, it was a lot different than it is now. And I think global warming is happening just because it don't snow as much as it used to. And just, you can tell the weather's a lot different. It just ain't how it's supposed to be. I'm 23, my dad's 63. And he just tells me how the winters used to be and how we used to get so much snow. And now we don't get no snow. And the summers aren't even hot no more. They're just more humid. It's just moisture in the air from, I guess, the glaciers melting. I'd hate to see the world change like that. I mean, if the climate's changing, the trees are going to grow different, and just everything's going to start changing.
Hi, my name is Joan. I think that it is many problems sort of wrapped up in one, and I think it stems from overpopulation. And I think if the human race got their overpopulation under control, a lot of the other things would be able to get under control as well.
The quality of our lives here on this planet are directly connected to the quality of the environment. And that's something that we need to maintain and to do the best we can to enhance it. And there are so many obvious examples of that. One of the most clearly one globally is the increase of the temperature around the planet and the likelihood of continued global warming. Mm-hmm. It isn't absolutely definite, but all of the evidence so far indicates that this planet is warming up. A good part of that has to do with the emissions that come up from carbon and the production of fossil fuels and the burning of all of those materials, coal and a whole host of things. These are things that we have to deal with. And we have to also deal with things that have been dealt with here in this region for a long, long time, like
yes.
Protecting the open environment, protecting mm-hmm. the natural system, protecting the woods, the trees, the natural resources here in the Catskill Mountains. Catskill Mountains are a great example of the kinds of things that are so wonderful and beautiful. As I travel across the district that I represent, I travel across the Catskill Mountains frequently. It's just a marvelous experience. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, and it's something that we need to protect and enhance, make stronger and more beneficial as time goes on. It's a matter of responsibility to continue to protect this land and mm-hmm. to enhance it, make it stronger, make it more effective, make it more livable, and make the contents of it more safe and secure for our generation and for an indefinite number of future generations.
Thank you so much, Congressman Maurice Cinci.
I'm Carolyn. I worry about it all the time. I really do. One thing that I think about when you use the term climate change is that I hate that term. It's so neutral. I think there's without a doubt the fact that what we're experiencing now is man-made, and change sounds like it could be simply and only a natural process. And I don't think that's true. I don't think anyone thinks that anymore or can sustain that belief for very long. So I'm trying to think of an alternative term, climate catastrophe, catastrophic climate change, climate crisis, weather meltdown. All of those things seem better. Global warming, too, I think it sounds pleasant, and I don't think the results are going to be very pleasant, or even now they are not.
My name is Midge Maroney. I live in Chandelier and in Manhattan.
Climate change?
Climate change. There's no such thing. Yeah, right. I think this summer and last winter is an absolute indication. I mean, you can look at weather patterns, and you see that the Canadian cold air that we never had before that has just stayed there this summer. I'm not a scientist. I teach English, but it's obvious the pattern is there. It's too much change worldwide. It's definitely global change, climate change, weather change. The polar bear is sitting on an ice cube as we speak, so.
If I think of my country as the place that I live, my home, then I will fight, I will celebrate, and I will protect it as it continues to protect, to nourish, and to inspire me. I'm in love with this place that I call home within the universe, planet Earth. From the kitchen table out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artel. For more information, please visit trailertalk.net.